How many married couples listening today would like to know how to improve your intimacy with your companion? Well, please stay tuned. I want to show you how you and your companion can greatly improve your intimacy in your married life.
A healthy society is built on strong families and based on the traditional marriage between a man and a woman. The very foundation of our existence, the family, is under great attack. Combined with the fact that we're living in days of incredible economic struggle, many families today find themselves in desperate need of help. In today's program, Butch Heath, Director of Crisis Family Care, will provide hope and encouragement on how to strengthen your marriage and enrich family relationships. Let's listen to Butch Heath as he speaks to us.
There are many people who enter marriage with an incorrect understanding about the intimate part of their marriage. Based upon the movies they've seen and the books they've read, they think that part of the relationship is going to be operating in a certain way. Well, after they have been married for a while, they realize there is more to intimacy than they thought. They begin to understand other parts of the relationship with their companion greatly impacts their intimacy with each other. In our broadcast today, I want to share with you how you can improve the intimate part of your marriage. There are at least three ways you can improve intimacy in your marriage. The first one is, this is very important, cultivate the companionship. This does not happen accidentally. You see, companionship comes easy for some and harder for others. But regardless of where you are with your companionship, it is a necessity for growing your intimacy. So be willing to cultivate and develop your relationship with your companion. You know, if you're not close with your mate on a relational basis, then you will not be close in an intimate way. Please allow me to suggest three ways you can cultivate your companionship. Number one, plan romantic times together. This includes doing activities together that you both like. It could include a weekly date night. What is dating? I'm sure some of you are probably thinking, what in the world is dating? Well, dating should not be something to do just to get married. It should be something you do to continue to build that relationship. A good date is when you go somewhere and you're alone so you can talk with each other and enjoy each other's presence. Secondly, practice tenderness to your companion. Discover non-sexual ways of expressing affection. You can learn to touch affectionately with no agenda in mind. Third, learn to communicate effectively together. In other words, choose activities that will force you to talk. I'm sure you've probably seen the perfect man's greeting card that went something like this. I want to tell you how I really feel. I really feel fine, thanks. You see, communicating with men is not always easy because they don't have as many words to say, but it's important to learn to communicate together effectively. But not only should you work on your companionship, but number two, keep building the commitment. How do we build the commitment? Number one, through faithfulness and respect. And that involves experiencing trust together. See, I talk with couples, I get emails from couples, and so often the problem is a lack of trust. One or the other has done something to destroy the trust, but it's important that we understand trust is the glue that keeps it together. So through faithfulness and respect, experience trust together. Also, maintain a healthy attitude toward your partner. I've heard it said, and I've said it, attitude is everything. If the attitude's bad, then it affects everything else. Also, in this faithfulness and respect, maintain a healthy attitude towards sex. This emphasizes that I must have a healthy attitude towards you, towards each other. Our focus should not be that I love physical intimacy, but I love you. No one wants to be the means to an end. We want to be the means. We build commitment not only through faithfulness and respect, but we build commitment through forgiveness. Do not harbor feelings. Express them. I had a couple in my office today that I had to help the man several times to say, I'm sorry to, and they're not even married. They're in premarital. But there were some things that happened over the weekend, and I had to encourage him to seek her forgiveness. We also build commitment through spiritual commitment to God and each other. And this is demonstrated through unconditional love. In other words, we love without conditions. You know, this is very important as the years go by because, hello, our bodies really do change. And we grow older and we're not the same as we used to be. But it's also demonstrated through selflessness. In other words, our marriage, our intimacy should not be just about ourselves, but about each other. But not only should you work on companionship and commitment, but the third one is keep the fire of passion burning. How do we do that? Make passion a priority in your planning. I know it may seem a little cold to plan an intimate time, but in our day, if we don't schedule things, I've noticed it just doesn't always get done. Plan a night together. Secondly, make a commitment to have a mutual, fulfilling, intimate life. The Bible tells us, let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. You see, the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. Likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. We all must be students of each other. The third way we can keep the fire of passion burning is make time for creativity. Seek to find a creative setting. One of the things I would encourage, and this is really practical, keep your bedroom uncluttered with your junk. Make sure the lock on the door works. Also, seek different creative approaches. And this is really some high-tech information. I hope you can understand it. Take a bubble bath together. I know this is a radio broadcast, but just try it. You might be surprised of how much fun. But be sure to buy your own bubble bath. Not the kids' Mr. Bubble, not the ivory liquid in the kitchen, but get your own. Don't be so tight. Use candles. Be creative with foot and body lotion. Go ahead, pull off the side of the road. I know some of you need to write some of these things down right now, but it's important that we understand the value of companionship that comes from our cultivating the relationship, building the commitment, and keeping the fire passion burning. Three very important principles I want to leave with you today is that physical intimacy is not an end. It's the means to an end. Second, the end we desire is a marriage relationship filled with companionship, commitment, and passion. And then thirdly, a satisfying intimate life is the direct result of a satisfying marriage relationship. You know what? If you're with your companion right now, why don't you just reach over, grab their hand, and look at them and say, honey, I love you. And I want my relationship with you to be satisfying for both of us. So how are you doing in your relationship with your companion? Whether you're a husband or wife, as you've heard these thoughts today, you know, maybe you're thinking that this is one area in my marriage, well, I could use some help in improving. If you feel that way, I would encourage you to take a moment right now. Call upon Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and ask Him to help you work on improving your intimate relationship. I would include my companion in praying together for this help. Then I would sit down with my companion and talk together about these different issues, such as cultivating the companionship, building your commitment, and keeping the fire of passion burning. Hey, thanks for listening to our radio broadcast today. And if you have any questions, contact us at crisisfamilycare.com. May God richly bless your marriage.
We pray that God has blessed you as you've listened to today's message and hope that you'll come back and listen again on this same station. This program has been a production of Live Hope and Sound Broadcasting.